Welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. If you wanted to improve the quality of life for all the citizens of Rutherford County, you'd need to gather a substantial amount of information, and you'd need to gather it from all quarters of society. We have embarked on a project with the United Way, the Chamber of Commerce, and CORE, Center for Organizational and Human Resources Effectiveness, a part of Middle Tennessee State University. There is a great deal of work to do, and we're going to talk about it with Megan Flippin, Senior Director for Marketing Special Events and Community Impact with the United Way, and Dr. Beverly Burke, Associate Professor of Psychology at MTSU. And we'll be back after these words of interest from MTSUnews.com.
Here are some of the stories now on MTSUnews.com, the university's news and information website. Dr. Charles Perry's plug-in hybrid retrofit kit research project has received international recognition. The Toronto-based Design Engineering has selected the breakthrough by the MTSU Engineering Technology professor and his research team as one of the top 10 stories of 2012. The recognition was announced December 19th. And decades of loveliness and elegance will be on display at Oakland's Historic House Museum in the Wedding Dresses Through the Decades exhibit through March 3rd. In partnership with MTSU's Department of Human Sciences, Oakland's will fill Manny Hall with bridal fashions ranging from the brocade and satin of the 1870s to the sensible suits of wartime weddings in the 1940s. For MTSU News at any time, go to mtsunews.com.
Megan, Beverly, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us here.
Where did the idea for this project come from?
Rutherford County is a complex system, and studies have been done within different segments of the society. There are economic studies, there are educational studies, healthcare studies, and as United Way would know, human service, who needs to be served, what resources are available. There's a vast amount of information out there. But we have never had in our community a comprehensive study that pulls together all these different pieces.
And the work of the center is based on industrial organizational psychology. So
yes.
If you could explain your discipline in a sort of layperson's kind of way, that might help us understand how the project is going to unfold.
Industrial and organizational psychology is the field of psychology that deals with people in the workplace. And so probably the easiest way to explain it is has to do with human resource management, organizational development, and organizational change. So the way that this applies to a project like this is that in the work that we do, we gather data, we analyze the data, we understand how the system works, and how you implement programs in a system for change to reach your goals. So those techniques can be applied in a particular organization, or it can be applied in a larger system like Rutherford County.
So what we're talking about is what they call in the academic world both qualitative research and quantitative research. You're going to be crunching some numbers eventually in order to tell you what you need to know about Rutherford County's needs, desires, issues.
That's correct. That's correct. We have a lot of quantitative data available from a lot of different sources. But when we talk about qualitative data, the piece of the puzzle that we would really like to get at there is getting out in the community and talking to people from all different aspects of the community to understand what their perspectives are, because everybody would see the community, its needs, its strengths. They would see it in a different way according to where they sit.
Megan, it stands to reason as quickly as Rutherford County's population has grown over the past several years that there are segments of the society that don't exactly interact with one another or necessarily communicate all that well with one another. And how on earth do you participate in something that is this far-reaching, given that?
Well, United Way has the opportunity to serve as a representative in this capacity for many of the nonprofit organizations within Rutherford County. And you said something that was very important. There are many different people doing many different things. And are we really addressing the true need, and are we being proactive and addressing a potential issue before it ever turns into an issue and thus becomes a need in the community? And I know the goal of this project and of this assessment is to enhance the quality of life in Rutherford County, but part of that is by coordinating the separate efforts that each of these sectors are targeting on their own to have more of a comprehensive impact. As Dr. Burke mentioned earlier, some of the targeted areas are not only going to be the nonprofit and human services sector, but also healthcare, safety and security, or law enforcement, education, government, and business are all going to be involved, because I think that each of those play an important role in the quality of life, especially within Rutherford County. As you mentioned, it's grown very quickly, especially in the last decade.
How do you plan to go about gathering the input that you need? What types of methods are you going to be using?
We'll use a variety of methods to get input from the leaders in the community. We're doing interviews. In addition to that, we're going to get out and get a broader spectrum of people representing the community and do focus groups, do public forums, do surveys, try to get input from a variety of sources. And all of that in addition to gathering together relevant existing data as well. Because as I said, for example, in healthcare, they do studies. They do economic studies. The government does studies. Education does studies. There's a lot of information available. So if we combine what's available already with going out and getting the input from the people in the community, then we can maybe paint a more comprehensive picture.
Has there been any outreach to any county leaders yet, or are we still in the process of laying the groundwork for the input gathering to come?
Well, some of both, because some of the community leaders were part of the project from the beginning.
Mr. Hercules, Brian, yes, Hercules, yes, who will be going from the United Way to the Chamber of Commerce.
That is correct. He and Paula Tour, the president, current president of the Chamber of Commerce Rutherford County, had agreed to co-chair this committee. But there's several different sectors from Rutherford County that are represented on the community, including some of the business leaders that Dr. Burke and her team will be interviewing as part of the data collection process.
We'll be back with more in just a moment. This is MTSU on the Record.
Expanding Your Horizons is an annual hands-on science and math conference for middle and high school girls. EYH enables girls to investigate careers in science and math and to talk with female leaders in those fields that are so essential to our nation's future. EYH also provides the girls with fun hands-on activities and allows them to meet girls with similar interests. I'm Dr. Judith Iriarte-Gross, EYH Director.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
We're talking with Dr. Beverly Burke, Associate Professor of Psychology at MTSU, and also with Megan Flippin from the Rutherford County United Way about the Community Assessment Project that the Center for Organizational and Human Resources Effectiveness will be participating in. About how long do you figure the assessment project will take? Or is this one of those massive endeavors where it will take as long as it takes?
Well, this part of it is 12 to 15 months. But of course, you can't do everything in that amount of time. We hope that this is the type of thing that will be ongoing. In an ideal situation, it could take on a life of its own and continue. And we realize we can't accomplish everything in 12 months or 15 months. But this is the step where we hope to bring together the input and resources of the community. Our goal is to come up with some focal areas where we can align our efforts and make some accomplishments, get some movement. And as I said, if it goes really well, we hope that it will be a continuing process.
Just to talk a little bit about how this might manifest itself in a practical way, Mr. Hercules has said that when the University of Georgia did this kind of a community assessment project, they were attempting to find out why teachers and police officers and firefighters in Columbus, Georgia, were moving every 2 or 3 years. They had tremendous turnover in those occupations in the city government. And what they found out through the community assessment project was that there was a dire need in town for affordable housing. Mm-hmm. That was why the teachers and the firefighters and the police officers were leaving. They could not afford homes of their own. And so they got together with the banks and found a way to try to provide more low-interest loans so that these professionals would be more likely to be able to find homes that they could afford. There are other practical developments like that that could come out of our community assessment project, too, such as where do we need better roads? Where can we improve the infrastructure? How can we improve education? How can we improve safety and security? There's really no limit to what sort of areas you can delve into, is there?
There's absolutely not, and all of these things are interconnected and affect one another. Another result that came out of that same study from Georgia was an issue with the indigent care costs that were rising rapidly within the healthcare system there. Come to find out through the assessment that was done, there was an issue with the homeless population not having a place to shower, to grab something to eat, and therefore they might end up with a very minor cut or something of that nature. But then because there was nowhere for them to bathe, it would become infected, and then it would lead to an issue where they needed to go into the emergency room and go from there. So one of the results of the assessment was there were some community showers that were built, and over time, within a couple of years, they noticed that the indigent care costs from the healthcare systems in that community go down quite a bit.
A very small thing can lead to some very big practical changes. Beverly, are there any MTSU students in IO Psych going to be involved in this project?
Yes, they are. CORE, the Center for Organizational and Human Resource Effectiveness, has some project associates who are master's students in our program. And we have two of them assigned to this project and are helping with it and will continue to help with it.
And what exactly will their role be?
They will help conduct the focus groups, interviews, public forums, and that sort of thing. They are maintaining the data. They do a lot of the behind-the-scenes work and keeping up with the data and the information and organizing the process.
Will all of the interviews be in groups like the focus groups and the public forums, or will there be any one-on-one interaction?
We are in the process of doing one-on-one interviews with community leaders.
And are you at a place now where you can talk about what kind of information you're gleaning for them, or will that come at some future point?
I'm not sure I can summarize it really well, but just talk about it in a very general sense, is that Rutherford County, and I'm probably not saying anything that people don't already know, but Rutherford County has been growing enormously, very rapidly, and there are a lot of things related to dealing with the rapid growth and increasing in diversity and the needs in the county have been changing, and I think there are going to be a lot of issues that we'll be dealing with, saying, well, how do we deal with the growth? Where are we and where are we headed? Where do we want to be headed? So I don't have enough now to give you very many specifics, but those are some of the kinds of things that we've been talking about.
Megan, there are a lot of nonprofits under the United Way umbrella, and so United Way has a great many contacts who can help to reach out. Are the people who work for these nonprofits going to, or volunteer for the nonprofits, going to be your foot soldiers, so to speak, in this, or is a lot of it going to come out of the United Way office insofar as your organization's participation in the project is concerned?
I would say it's going to be both. As a United Way way, we do have an opportunity through working with so many different agencies to almost already have some of those bird's eye view look and views of some of the different issues in the community. But we've also spoken with Dr. Burke and her team and suggested some different organization and specific individuals to reach out to that would probably play an important part into some of the questions and some of the information that they're trying to collect.
I can hear some cynics right now saying, well, this is just going to be another report that's going to sit on the shelf and the politicians aren't going to do anything with it. How can the two of you reassure them that the citizens are going to see something uniquely positive and beneficial come out of this report?
We've talked about this issue so much because it is a real concern, and it's a concern with anybody involved in a project like this, is that we want it to go somewhere, we want it to accomplish something. Probably the best reassurance I can give is that there are some people who are so strongly behind it and are really dedicated to doing something with it. The other thing I could probably offer is that we plan for it to be very public and to be out there so that everyone can see the results. We want the community to own it.
And from the very beginning, that has been part of the conversation. This can't simply be another nicely labeled binder that ends up on a bookshelf after the completion of the assessment. And so the committee has committed to staying engaged after the assessment has been completed to keep those conversations alive so that some of those issues are turning into action steps.
One thing I could add, though, is that we've talked along the way about how we do need to end up with some focus on particular objectives or areas and narrow it down, because it would be easy to get bogged down in little detail things. We want to say, well, what are three things or five things that we can do, that we can follow up on right now?
And after you gather the input, would it be the committee who would be establishing that list of four or five things and prioritizing it accordingly?
Together we would. Helping with that is part of the process that I'm involved in, too.
And then for anyone who thinks that their opinion is unimportant, you know, whether you are rural or urban, whether you live in public housing or in a subdivision, whether you live in the country or the town, all races, all genders, this is not limited by any kind of socioeconomic strata. It's not limited by the area of the county in which you live. Everybody's opinion ultimately matters, right?
That's correct. That's it. We are making an effort to get out there and talk to a real cross-section of the community. And like I said, in a year, you can't talk to everybody, but we're going to make it as diverse and as much of a cross-section of the community as we possibly can.
We'll be back with more in just a moment. This is MTSU on the Record.
Specialized training in forensic science prepares tomorrow's professionals through the Forensic Institute for Research and Education, or FIRE. The Forensic Anthropology Search and Recovery Team assists law enforcement with skeletal remains at crime scenes. Legendary forensic scientists provide lectures free to the public, and high school students work realistic crime scenes each summer at our CSI MTSU camp. I'm Dr. Hugh Berryman, Director of FIRE.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
We're talking about the Community Assessment Project, which is being spearheaded by the United Way of Rutherford County. We have Megan Flippin here to talk to represent that organization, and also the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce and MTSU's own Center for Organizational and Human Resources Effectiveness, represented for this discussion by Dr. Beverly Burke, who is an associate professor of psychology here. You're in the process of developing a website, which is going to be one-stop shopping for public information about this. Can you talk about that a little?
Yes, we would like to put information on a website available for anyone who wants to know more about the project, wants an update on the project, wants to know how they could be involved, how they can provide input. We're not there yet, but we are going, as soon as it's live, we will publicize it and encourage everybody to go and get involved.
So if this is going to initially, or the initial phase of it, last 12 to 15 months, from that point forward, do you know how you could make it an ongoing thing whereby people could continue providing their input about how to improve the quality of life in the county? Or is that something that you'll have to think about as the process moves forward?
There's probably more than one way for that to happen. Mm-hmm. And maybe some combination of ways, and Megan may have some ideas as well. But I think that the one thing that is really key is the committee that is supporting this, is that that committee can continue and make sure that it's an ongoing process. New people can join the committee or new organizations, and so that there can be a group of people who are champions of this process and keep it alive.
And from the very beginning, this committee has also discussed the opportunity to potentially conduct this assessment every 3 to 5 years, because what may be an issue or may be an area of concern or an area that needs some type of action today, as quickly as Rutherford County is growing, even, you know, next year might be totally different, but especially within the next 3 to 5 years. And I know you referenced earlier a similar study and a similar situation in Georgia. And from that same assessment that was done there, there was actually a full-time position that developed out of that assessment, an individual who was responsible for making sure that these different areas that needed to be addressed did have action items that were followed through and then were measured, and the outcomes and results were publicized in the community. And then 3 to 5 years later, the process started over again, so that it was a constant opportunity for improvement for that community.
Where is the money coming from to pay for the project?
Various sources. There's not one group or organization that's paying for this. It's a process of gathering money from various supporters in the various sectors.
Several different entities that the results of this assessment will affect have come together, and the committee's been doing some fundraising over the last few months to collect the necessary funds to be able to sponsor this. So it's really, I'd say, 10 to 12 different sources that have come together to compose the fundraising amount to conduct this assessment.
And this money is being paid to CORE, to the center, right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about what CORE does with its clients, because this is not your first rodeo by any means. CORE has been in existence for some time now. Tell us a little bit more about the work of the center in general and what it does to help its clients.
Well, I talked a little bit earlier about the field of industrial and organizational psychology, and we do a variety of types of work in human resources and in organizational development, things having to do with employee selection, training, survey work, organizational change, a variety of things that we provide consulting services to different types of organizations, business, government. The thing that ties it all together is that it is the industrial and organizational psychology is the psychology of work and the organization.
We'll take one more brief break, and then we'll be back with more in just a moment on MTSU on the Record.
The MTSU Educational Talent Search, or METS, reaches out to students in grades 6 through 12 in Coffee, Grundy, and Warren counties. We provide youngsters who have college potential with educational and financial aid counseling and guide them as they determine their educational and career goals. More than 95% of Educational Talent Search students graduate from high school, and more than 79% enroll in post-secondary education. This is METS Coordinator Debbie Frisbee.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
In our remaining moments talking about the community assessment project, I'd like to ask you, Megan, since there are so many organizations under the United Way logo, Is it difficult to get all of these organizations, each with its own agenda, on the same page of the same playbook at the same time? Because that's what it's going to take for this project to be successful.
Sure, and that's something that we constantly strive to communicate with our agencies, is the goals and having very similar agendas and how we all work together to achieve those common outcomes that we want to enhance the overall quality of life in Rutherford, and in our case with United Way, Canyon County, but for the sake of this assessment, it's specific to Rutherford County. But it's something that we, you know, have to communicate constantly with our agencies just to ensure that everyone is on the same page. We have 49 organizations that we currently have a formal partnership with, and many, many others that we have an informal partnership with. And so it really just does take a lot of awareness, education, communication on what our collective goals are and how we're going to try to reach those.
Will all 49 organizations with whom you have the formal relationship be a part of this project?
They will all have an opportunity to, in probably various different capacities, some in one-on-one interviews with Dr. Burke and her team, some in more public forums, but we would hope that they would each try to take advantage of the opportunity to make their voice heard.
Dr. Burke, can you tell me what an opportunity like this would mean to the two graduate students who are going to be working on the project in terms of the experiential learning that comes from it, and in terms of boosting their own portfolios for when they go out and have careers after graduation?
Well, the opportunity to work on projects like this is a big boost to their careers and a good learning experience. In our program, it's a belief that we have is that we need to combine the academic side with the practice side, and that the students become better trained if they are working on actual projects. And so the opportunity to work on projects like this through CORE, as you say, CORE has multiple projects, has been around for several years, and the work that they do on these kinds of projects gives them tremendous experience. And when they go out and begin jobs, they are able to hit the ground running because they have had experience while they were in school.
Megan Flippin, Dr. Beverly Burke, thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
MTSU On the Record, a news and information program about Middle Tennessee State University, is produced by the university's Marketing and Communications Office, which is solely responsible for its content. Read more about MTSU at our website, mtsunews.com. Podcasts of this program are available at mtsunews.com and on iTunes.